Please begin at the top of page 68 in your book.
I got undressed, leaving my clothes on the bed. There was no danger of anyone stealing them this evening. Tibby and Yossi, who had changed their unit at the same time as I had, came up to me and said, "Let's keep together, we shall be stronger." Yossi was murmuring something between his teeth. He must have been praying. I had never realized that Yossi was a believer. I had even always thought the reverse. Tibby was silent, very pale. All the prisoners in the block stood naked between the beds. This must be how one stands at the last judgment. "They're coming!" There were three SS officers standing around the notorious Dr. Mengele, who had received us at Birkenau. The head of the block, with an attempt at a smile, asked us, "Ready?" Yes, we were ready. So were the SS doctors. Dr. Mengele was holding a list in his hand, our numbers. He made a sign to the head of the block. "We can begin?" As if this were a game. The first to go by were the officials of the block. Stubenälteste, capos, foremen, all in perfect physical condition, of course. Then came the ordinary prisoner's turn. Dr. Mengele took stock of them from head to foot. Every now and then, he wrote a number down. One single thought filled my mind. Not to let my number be taken. Not to show my left arm. There were only Tibby and Yossi in front of me. They passed. I had time to notice that Mengele had not written their numbers down. Someone pushed me. It was my turn. I ran without looking back. My head was spinning. "You're too thin. You're weak. You're too thin. You're good for the furnace." The race seemed interminable. I thought I had been running for years. "You're too thin. You're too weak." At last, I had arrived exhausted. When I regained my breath, I questioned Yossi and Tibby. "Was I written down?" "No," said Yossi. He added, smiling, "In any case,